You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the Political Cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Radio Network and simulcasting online around the world to our global audience at thepoliticalcesspool.org. I posted yesterday in honor of the 4th of July that version of My Country, Tis of Thee, which one of our readers to our website wrote that was perhaps, and I agree with him, the most beautiful rendition of that song that I've ever heard. There was an extra chorus in that song that played in the background when I opened the show just a moment ago, with numerous references to God, to the faith of our fathers. And it's not surprising that you don't hear that song anymore. Yet it is those very references to God which, due to their virtual prohibition today, make it so easy to slip back to a time when the American mindset was very different. And certainly I struggle to celebrate the 4th of July in this godless post-Christian America, this day and age in which the regime in Washington is working at a breakneck speed to eradicate everything that made this country so special, including the people that made this country so special. There was nothing special about America, even going back to our founding, except for the people who made this idea so great, who made the promise of this country so great. And as the demographics push the founding stock further and further into oblivion, as we go, so too will everything that made this country the place that it once was. Do you want to reclaim America's destiny? You've got to fight for the people that made her great. So I think yesterday I didn't celebrate what this country is, but rather I celebrated what it once was and those great patriots who risked so much more than their contemporaries are willing to risk now. Those people, that idea is still worth celebrating. And so, and I had a great 4th of July, don't get me wrong. I was with my daughter and my wife and my parents and my brother and some other relatives, and we went out, and the weather was great in Memphis yesterday. We had some great food, did the fireworks, and it was just an incredible time of family. And that's what it's supposed to be. But as the 4th of July was approaching here this past week, I saw an uptick, I guess, in typical patriot types, I guess you would say. I guess they would consider themselves to be as such. you know what kind of people I'm talking about, white, overweight, Tea Party type people wearing American flag t-shirts. And, you know, I know their heart is in the right place. I'm not downing these folks at all, but I wonder as I look into their eyes, and I know that they think they are standing for something good and righteous, but why wear the current United States flag? I mean, what does that flag represent? Now, I know, you know, if they're wearing it because what it used to stand for, what they think it represents, motherhood, baseball, and apple pie, and freedom and liberty, you know, those things are good, but that flag doesn't represent those things anymore. And more than that, it works to oppose those ideas. Everything good and decent and healthy that made this country what it once was, that flag, that's not the flag of George Washington and Patrick Henry anymore, folks. If they could have been, if they could have had the foresight to see what this country would have become in relatively short order after their sacrifices, would they have fought? What would have been the point? You know, we would have been like Great Britain now, but at least you would have had an opportunity to get seats in Parliament. You know, right now we're locked out and we're still going to lose, it would appear, at some point in the not-too-distant future, our First and Second Amendment rights. So would they have fought anymore? The flag doesn't represent anything that those men would have been behind. The regime hates these things. Above all, I think the number one value of the American flag right now is the pursuit of sodomy. You know, that's what they're... You know, yeah, they should have been wearing the Gadsden Don't Tread on Me flag. I mean, that's the flag, either that or the Confederate flag. Those are the only two flags that I would, you know, want to be seen around. And I'm not bashing the flag. I'm bashing what this country represents now, what that flag, what they've done to that flag. But their number one value now in America is sodomy. The highest value, it's the highest value above God and diversity. You know, what passes for diversity, which is really more of oppression of the founding stock, those of European descent, more than true diversity. I don't have a problem with diversity, but yeah, give us diversity too. Let us have a living space in a country of our own. Why wave a flag that supports the eradication of our people? And they're not going to take America back in a traditional sense because of the demographics that we're faced with now. And I think any thinking person with a brain realizes that legalizing potentially millions of third worlders with low IQs and diseases aren't going to be a shot in the arm to our economy or provide any tangible benefit to the nation now or in the future. However, it will be a shot in the arm to the radical left-wing and anti-white agenda by providing millions of new voters to dump on the system so the traditional people of America, the white people of this country, will be quote-unquote democratically disenfranchised. You know, when you thought of an American prior to 1965, you thought of a person of European descent. And what's wrong with that? Why can't we have a home of our own as well? But, you know, I think the healthiest thing for people coming from the mindset of those who are wearing that T-shirt with the American flag on it is to not work against the system in a radical way that'll get you thrown into jail, but you should hope for the downfall of this regime in Washington. I hate to admit this, folks, but I had to go to Walmart about a week ago. My wife is pregnant. It was about midnight, and she needed something, and all the other stores were closed. And so I had to go to Walmart. And I'm going to let you simmer about that, and I'm going to tell you what happened when I come back.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready. Take care of your family and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343. From the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats, 289 half cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kurt Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kurt Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
Welcome back, folks. I was thinking more during that commercial break upon my opening commentary. And again, when you're thinking about what the American flag represents now and, you know, celebrating it publicly in the 4th of July, again, we celebrate what America once was. I think you should do that. Remember our ancestors who sacrificed so much. But, you know, that flag now represents a rogue government, a criminally corrupt government, from the president to the Congress and on down to the state level, that especially the judicial seats, that if they don't like a law like the bans on sodomite marriage, they just rewrite the law, completely unconstitutional. And if they're, or in the case of the illegal alien invasion, the third world invasion of our republic, they just won't enforce it at all. So, you know, why support a flag like that in its current incarnation? And even more than that, I mean, the 4th of July to me is bittersweet because it didn't take long from 1776 and to Gettysburg. And, you know, it was on July 4th that my Confederate ancestors, you know, had to retreat in defeat from Gettysburg, which was, you know, horrible, a horrible war. And everything has been going downhill since then, but not nearly to the extent as it has in the last 50 or 60 years. But I was telling you, and one more thing, you know, talk about Stockholm syndrome. I was driving to church last week, and there can be no victory more complete than when one's defeated adversary begins to wave the banner of those who vanquished him. I saw a Southerner in a pickup truck, looked like a good guy that we would have a lot in common with here in the political cesspool, a white Southern male driving to church in his pickup truck with a John McCain bumper sticker on his pickup. You know, John McCain, the Republican Party, this government working in concert with the media, hates this guy, a white Southern Christian male? Are you kidding me? And he's way, you know, got a John McCain bumper sticker from that campaign. I guess it was 08. You know, my God, you know, I envy that ignorance to a certain degree, but I will tell you this. The American government and the media, they can hate Christ, they can hate our people, but I will say this, I will never apologize for who I am, the way I was born. I'm proud of my culture, I'm proud of my heritage, I'm not ashamed of my ancestors, I love them. I'm a white Christian male, And I couldn't be more happy about that, folks. And that's the way, you know, everybody should be proud of who they are. I don't care what you are. I'm proud, too. Let's go to a gentleman in Alaska who's called in. Oh, and then I'll tell you what happened at Walmart, but let's get this caller first. In Alaska, your dime, your dance floor.
Hey, James, how you doing?
Well, you know, okay.
Sorry, I couldn't call a second hour last week. Unavoidably detained.
No problem.
Other obligations.
Sure.
I just wanted to say that, you know, I've been listening to the cesspool for a few years and calling for a couple, and I just think that the last 2-3 months of radio that y'all have been doing, in fact, since Confederate History Month, has been some of the best radio available anywhere. And I wanted to tie a couple themes together real quick, if I might, from those last couple months and speak directly to what you've just been talking about.
Please do.
And that is Nicholas Wade, the science reporter for the New York Times, used to be a science reporter for the New York Times, just came out with a book relatively recently about genes and race. And one of the things he talked about in that book is that the family structure of one man, one woman, and their children is the only real way to build a civilization, and then it's the only way to build a society that is actually civilized, and it's largely genetic, or maybe not largely genetic, but substantially genetic in terms of who's able to do that. And, you know, there's Muslims in Tennessee, in Middle Tennessee, that have been brought there, and they're a colony from a failed civilization. Muslim society has failed.
Right.
Hispanic society has failed. Every other place on the planet is sending us their excess people because their societies have failed, and we are stupidly inviting them here to bring their failure with them because they bring it with them in their DNA, and they bring it with them in their culture. And the cesspool is about the only place on the radio where they're going to say, hey, look, the South is a great place to be because of the Southern people and the culture of the South. And I think that it would be a tragedy if we were to lose that.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. And first of all, let me say thank you for your kind words. You know, it's hard for us to judge if we're getting better or worse in our presentation or if we're, you know, maintaining a status quo. So for you, a longtime listener all the way up there in Alaska, to say that the last couple of months have been, in your opinion, some of our finest work is something that really means a lot to me. And I do thank you for the call. And yes, you know, you can't separate the success of a nation from the people who dwell there. It is completely interrelated, and when you change the population, when you change the demographics, that which made that country good or bad or is going to tilt to the people you are bringing in. And as I told you, I went to Walmart. I hate to admit that, but again, pregnant wife, it was around midnight. It was the only place that was open. We had to get something for her. And, you know, Walmart truly is an oracle. If you want to look into a crystal ball and see what this country is going to look like after the last full measure of people like Obama takes hold, look no further than Walmart. It is a horrible and a depressing place. And, you know, you're bringing in 60 million or more uneducated, sullen, hostile people from the third world, and I know what the media is trying to do now. They're trying to show pictures of 10-year-old Guatemalans and pull on the heartstrings of people. How can you be so evil to turn this child away? He walked all the way from, you know, South America through Mexico, crossed landmines and all this stuff. This is the media's story now, what they're trying to pitch. And, you know, my thing is, I do feel sorry for that child, and I do feel sorry for these people. I don't want to see them harmed, but, you know, how is that the responsibility of the American taxpayer and the American government to provide food and shelter and comfort for the rest of humanity? That is the failure of their own people. You have to take accountability. If I don't work, I don't eat. If I don't provide for my family, then no one else will. This used to be the mindset of Americans. And you need to extrapolate that to a whole population of people. It is the failure of themselves. It is the failure of their rogue dictatorship governments in these third world hellholes from which they come. They need to take accountability and make themselves better. We're not holding them back. You know, they never did better than they did in colonialism, but they would be rather be poorly governed by their own criminally corrupt than well-governed by the British, I guess, if you go back hundreds of years. But anyway, look, you can't take in the refuse of the world and expect America to be the kind of country that we were pre-1960s and going back, if you want to, all the way to the founding of this country. It won't be the same. We're going to be swamped. And the people who made this country so great, you know, listen, I'm not going to apologize on behalf of European mankind for bringing about so many advancements in science and technology, all of the things that we use on a daily basis, the inventions that all of the globe and all races enjoy. That came from the hearts and minds of a common of a people who share a common denominator and a common genetic makeup and a common DNA. Why do we want to force these people out? Shouldn't we be entitled to our own countries? I don't want to take over the world. I don't want to take over South America. I don't want to be have our people be in control of these places. I want everyone to live well and live free and prosper. But folks, would you invite everybody in the neighborhood to come in your house and take your belongings? That's what's happening here. You got to say no. I don't hate these people, but you can't let them in. You get the final word.
They won't let you have Tennessee, James. That's the thing.
Well, exactly.
And y'all talked about feminism 3-4 weeks ago and the sick old lady who filmed her abortion, that kind of stuff. It's all of it. The feminism, the banking, the big corporations, they're all out to get you and me.
Well, they are, and there's one voice, a flickering candle in the darkness, and you're listening to it, and thank you for your support. We'll be right back.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
The Occidental Quarterly fills a unique niche in bringing together scholarly articles on a wide range of topics that are mired in political correctness elsewhere. It is edited by Professor Kevin McDonald, who's no stranger to listeners of the political cesspool. There are quite a few reasons for the precarious state of our civilization and our people, but one of the main ones is that we have lost the intellectual and moral high ground to a cultural elite that is hostile to our people and our culture. Those of us who are politically aware must understand that the elites dominating culture and the political process in the West are intellectually and morally bankrupt. TOQ is the key. Digital download subscriptions are only $30 a year. Subscriptions by first-class mail are only $60 a year. Go to TOQonline.com and click on subscribe now. In addition to receiving fascinating and informative articles, you will also be supporting the work of scholars who are part of a community defending our people and our culture with the highest level of integrity and intellectual sophistication. That's TOQonline.com. Subscribe now.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cfcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Political Cesspool Radio Program. I guess we're going to settle in and get comfortable with the third world onslaught with regards to immigration on this. And again, getting back, and we'll tie all this together with that flag. What that flag represents, you know, if there was ever even a shred of doubt remaining that this country was still being governed by any sort of rule of law, Obama earlier this week positioned himself to shatter it once and for all. He vowed on Monday to bypass Congress and pursue unilateral changes to the country's immigration system, which defies what few Republicans there are that say that Obama's executive orders are part of the problem. Obama was speaking in the Rose Garden saying he is forced to go it alone because the House has failed to do what he wants to do and basically grant amnesty free and clear right away. If he waits long enough, the Republicans will cave like they always do. But Obama says America cannot wait forever for them to act and that he's launching a new effort to fix as much as our immigration system as he can without Congress. So, I mean, folks, that's an impeachable offense. I'm going to talk more about this particular aspect in the third hour. We've got Peter Scoop Stanton, our Washington, D.C. correspondent, calling in a little bit earlier than his normal last segment, first hour slot tonight because he's got a lot to say. But, yeah, America's now officially poised to become a dictatorship. That's not putting it – if we're not already one, really. I mean, we're ruled by the judges, Congress – selectively enforces which laws it's going to enforce based upon political correctness. So they might as well go ahead and make it official. But Obama's fast getting there very quickly to say that he's going to bypass Congress, to say it publicly. Now, see, that's the thing. Just to come out and say it publicly on national television at a national press conference, to say that we're going to bypass Congress and do what we want to do with regard to immigration. Wave that American flag a little bit harder, folks. I'm sure it's going to help. Let's go to Peter Scoop Stanton. And Scoop's got an amazing story that completely tied in to this border thing. I just want to quickly set the table for Scoop, and I'm going to let him take over. Well, actually, Scoop, let's play this clip first, if we can. As you know, Scoop has buddied up to Fox News reporter Charlie LaDuff. And Charlie and Scoop were at the Capitol a few days ago together interviewing some folks. But Charlie went down and taped a video from the Mexican border. And in this video, which we will post to our website on Monday, you can watch as coyotes smuggle illegal aliens into our country on jet skis in broad daylight. Folks, this is what it's come to. It's unbelievable how brazen the lawlessness has become. Thank you, Congress. Thank you, media. Thank you, Obama. And thank you, all of the ground-down biomass that passes for the American people now for allowing this to occur. One of the most remarkable videos I've ever watched. Scoop sent it to us. Spread it far and wide when you see it on our website on Monday. Just a reporter walking around watching coyotes shuttle illegal aliens over on a jet ski in broad daylight on the Rio Grande. Let's play that clip if we can, and then it's all Scoop for the rest of the hour.
This part of the border between Mexico and the United States is a really dangerous place. Mexican narco traffickers and human smugglers operate among the children and sunbathers.
Proud to be American.
So why am I paddling around in a rubber banana? Because you need to see it up close. This is ground zero for the wave of Central Americans pouring illegally into the United States. And here's a coyote, a smuggler. He's got two women on the back of his jet ski. Yes, they're using jet skis now. One woman's pregnant. The coyote tries dropping them on our shores until he sees us. What'd he say to me? I'm costing him money? Good, because he's costing me money. He's costing you money. Studies show illegal immigration is a net loss to the United States. 50,000 unaccompanied children and nearly 50,000 more children with their parents have illegally entered our country since October, and it's not just women and children. The border's so out of control, we found two dudes hiding in the trees.
There's two right here.
You know when a couple of reporters from Detroit can catch guys in flip-flops sneaking in, you know we got a problem.
We could catch somebody crossing. The raft is right here. I'm here. I grab you. I saw you come from Mexico. Do the paperwork. Take you to the port of entry. Oh, I'm sorry. You can't. He's not a Mexican citizen. So even though we physically see him cross, we can't deport him to Mexico because they're not Mexican citizens.
We've spent about $800 billion on Homeland Security since 9/11, and seven-year-olds are penetrating the border. So we went to Washington, D.C. Here's the Secretary of Homeland Security.
We've invested an unprecedented amount in border security, without a doubt.
Is it secure?
Good progress over the last number of years. Apprehensions, which are a reflection of total attempts, have gone down, but we've definitely seen a spike in the Rio Grande Valley sector of children and parents coming with children across the border.
What?
I've got to go.
There's your non-answer. Welcome to America.
Back we go to McAllen, Texas. Meet public enemy numero uno, a 12-year-old boy from Guatemala named Domingo. He and his mother were arrested by Border Patrol a few days earlier. They were processed, given a notice to appear in immigration court, and then given a bus ticket to Los Angeles, paid for by you, the taxpayer. Congress says more than 90% of illegals who are released do not show up for immigration court. Welcome to America, kid. What do you think about Barack Obama?
He's helping us. He signed papers and said all Guatemalans who come to the United States can stay. He's helping us.
You think Barack Obama is giving you permission to live here?
Yes, he's giving us permission.
Texas Congressman Henry Cuellar says nothing prevents the feds from shipping children back home who came with their parents today.
If we show airplanes going back to Central America, taking folks back, I think that's the strongest message to stop. Other way, we can continue playing defense on the one-yard line, which is called the U.S.-Mexico border.
Who gave you permission to come out here? Do you have consent from the landowners or the state?
This is a public road, correct?
No,
I mean,
sir,
there's no posting.
Now, while they were shaking me down, not a mile away, a nameless immigrant is found dead in a ravine. The burial of an unknown migrant costs the local taxpayer about $2,200, and there are about 500 a year along the border. Do the math. That's more than $1 million. Another unseen cost of illegal immigration.
So they never got the dream of America, but they'll die as
America. This is about as close as they got to the dream, I hear. Yes.
If Congress will not do their job, at least we can do ours.
Solutions? For starters, it's time for the empty suits in Washington to stop with the press conferences already and get into a room and hammer out a real, comprehensive immigration reform package. Because spending hundreds of millions of dollars in overtime, money we don't have, just ain't getting it done.
Kayaking in the Rio Grande, not bad. You're a citizen.
Folks, that was, you need to watch that. And of course, the only comprehensive immigration reform bill that Congress should be entertaining is one that absolutely locks down that border in an immediate deportation of everyone here illegally. Put the feed bag on it. We're not going to pay for it anymore. And it's one thing to read about stuff like this. It's one thing to even to hear us talk about it on the radio. But when you watch this video that Charlie LaDuff did, who was on our show about a month ago, by the way, as a guest, you watch this and you see it with your own eyes. You see how grotesque this is and how horrible the situation on the border is. And you got these Border Patrol agents, and this isn't hyperbole, folks. This isn't an exaggeration. They are reduced to glorified nannies. Border Patrol agents changing the diapers and warming the formulas for our morally superior replacements that are coming in from the third world. That's what's happening. Scoop, you were a part of this video in a sense before it happened. Take it away, my friend.
All right. Good evening, Cesspool family. First off, here's something that's going to blow your socks off. Before Charlie came to D.C., he called me and said, invited me down to the border to do the story with him. But unfortunately, due to the limited resources of the political cesspool and the state family, I was only able to hang out with him or work with him in Washington. Let me tell you something, folks. This, Mr. LaDuff, what you see on camera is exactly what you see off camera. He was peak old. Unfortunately, the story's only 5 minutes or something seconds, but while these politicians were giving what he called a non-answer, he was getting pretty upset.
Well, Scoop, hold it right there. We're going to let you tell the rest of that story when we come back. It's all yours, buddy.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center. Where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rain fly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our zero-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Peter Scoop Stanton calling in a little bit early, and I'm glad that we got his introduction out of the way because he has a lot to say this segment. We also have Brian, who has called in from Arkansas, and we're going to get to Brian in just a moment, but I wanted to give Scoop the chance to go for a minute or two uninterrupted. I know, Scoop, we were talking in that last segment about this great 5 minute and change video that Charlie LaDuff, Fox News Detroit, produced. You and Charlie have become friends, I guess you could say, after his appearance on our show a few weeks ago. And you were with Charlie in Washington during the part of that video that he shot in Washington. And folks, this video will be on our website on Monday, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Spread it far and wide. A picture, a video is worth a million words. And when you see with your own eyes, broad daylight, coyotes smuggling illegal aliens over in a jet ski, you know, it just goes to show how bad it's become. But Scoop, take it away from there. You were sharing some behind the scenes accountings of your time with Charlie LaDuff as he was making this video.
Right. Again, back in here in D.C., like I said before, what you see on camera is exactly what you see off camera. Charlie is a professional. He is gifted. He's like a Jimmy Page reporter. He was at the big Homeland Security meeting. He walked out, and I was standing next to his cameraman, Bob Shuttleblower, I think is how he pronounced the last name. He walked out like he was loaded for bear, and then we met eyes. He looked right through me. He wasn't being rude, but he was doing his job. And when he stuck that microphone in front of the Secretary of Homeland Security face and said, "Is the border secured?" he just gave a non-answer. Just kept going on and on and on and on. But if you compare this with the video of Nancy Pelosi at the border, you get something different. She said that at the border is a community with a border going through it. Now, anybody that lives outside of D.C. knows what border means. If you live in Nassau County, Long Island, you know exactly where the border is between Queens and Nassau County. Same thing with Bartlett in Memphis or Virginia in the District of Columbia. And then she said with all these tens of thousands of illegal aliens coming through, we have to view it as an opportunity. That's right out of Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. Don't let a crisis go to waste. Then she said these people are worthy of respect and they're an array of God's children. That's self-explanatory. She brings God into something that fits her agenda.
I can't stand it, Scoop, and I don't want to interrupt you. I want to give you all the time to finish this before we go to Brian. But when a godless heathen like Nancy Pelosi, and I say that because she's given us no indication that she is a Bible-believing Christian, and so when they invoke the name of God to further their godless cause and their illegal mission, that really gets under my skin.
Right. It gets better. And then during a press conference, she says she's a mother of five and a grandmother of nine. Do they still live at home? Because, you know, like people like us are going to say, well, you bring them to your nice place in San Francisco, California. But, you know, she'll say every other town should take care of these people except on her block in her house. Then she says, I wish you could see what we saw. Well, Charlie took care of that, and guess what? We didn't like what we saw. And then here's the best one. We are all Americans in this hemisphere, meaning if we live in North America, Central America, or South America, just because, you know, geographic location, we are all Americans. So we should all come to the good old US of A. But I texted Charlie when he's still doing his collecting film down in Texas, and he has the same opinion that we do of Ms. Pelosi, but it's not fit for family use. Back to you in the studio.
Well, thank you for that. It's really been an experience to receive your text messages with real-time updates of what you and Charlie have been doing together, and I know you enjoyed that couple of days with him in Washington, and I'm glad that this show was able to open that door. And, you know, I appreciate what he has done with this video, as I appreciate a lot of the videos that he has done or a lot of the commentaries he's done with Fox News Detroit in and around the city of Detroit, showing us what's happening up there. Even if we might not agree with what the solution is, I appreciate his brand of reporting. Let's go to Brian in Arkansas, a very dear friend of mine, one of the great supporters of this radio program, and it's always an honor to receive a call from Brian in Arkansas. There is only one Brian in Arkansas, as far as I'm concerned, and Brian, it's all you.
Well, thank you, James, and happy Independence Day to you. I hope you and your family had a good one. I know we did.
We sure did. Lots of good food. We shot the, like I said, we shot the fireworks. We celebrated, as everyone should, what this country once was.
Oh, yes. I started out today about 9 in the morning. I grilled burgers until I nearly fainted. We had about we had about 40 people over, and it was a wonderful time, and we all had a good meal and lots of fellowship. And about dark, I addressed the congregation and led a prayer, and we sat back and listened, or they all sat back and listened while I recited the story about the battle at Fort McHenry, the story that inspired Francis Scott Key to write our national anthem. Mm-hmm. And afterwards, we had a pretty impressive fireworks display, if I do say so myself. And later on, I reminded some of the people there, it kind of goes along with what you're talking about, that we have a duty to honor our ancestors. I believe there's a commandment that says, you should honor your mother and your father, and if you do, I'll prolong your days in this land, which I, your God, have given you. Well, the flip side of that is, if you don't care about who you are and you don't care about your identity, you're not going to care that Edward Street gets renamed after somebody else that's unlike yourself, or your community is taken over by people who do not share your values and culture. So it's important that we continue to honor our ancestors, and it helps to foster a stronger sense of identity.
Well, Brian, you're spot on. I mean, brother, as always, and certainly, you know, I'm surprised to an extent now that I think about it a little more as I was listening to you talk that the 4th of July is still publicized as much as it is. You know, because what does a guy like Paul Revere have to do with anything that they push today? I mean, Paul Revere was a white man. I mean, obviously he was evil just for having been born that way. And he probably didn't favor the assaults that the settlers and the colonials sustained from the Indian tribes. And yeah, I mean, you know, when you celebrate the 4th of July, you're celebrating a group of people, white men, that have nothing to do with the modern government and media of the day. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how much longer the 4th of July is allowed to be celebrated. But I'll tell you this, it'll be celebrated in my house until I die.
Oh, yeah, same here. James, those ancestors of ours do not have a chance in this world. It's up to us to keep passing on this folklore, because the government schools had just soon their memories be washed away. If it was up to them, they had never existed in the first place. So it's folklore.
Well, it's all about
passed on.
It is, and it's all about fireworks now. I mean, they don't really talk about the heroes. They don't really talk about the heroes of the revolution. They don't really talk about those guys that we love and that we respect and that we revere. It's all about, you know, just commercialism and Martin Luther King and fireworks. You know, actually, I went to a big church here that had a fireworks show a few years ago, and they were playing America the Beautiful, and it had a backdrop of a muted Martin Luther King speech while the fireworks were going off. And I was like, what the hell have I gotten myself into here? But, you know, no, I mean, they don't really talk about those guys. Yeah. You're supposed to forget about them, but go buy fireworks and stimulate the economy
a
little bit.
The best plan of action I can come up with is the one that I employed last night, and I can tell you, because of my plan, at least 40 people now know what inspired our national anthem to be written.
And all the, and I appreciate you. I got to get back to Scoop, Brian, but I appreciate you telling that story, and I know you did the right thing last night. It is a beautiful story about Francis Scott Key as he was imprisoned on this ship, and he was seeing the that's where we get the fireworks from, basically, you know, seeing all these cannon fire and not knowing if the fort had fallen or not. That's a beautiful story that gave birth to the national anthem. And people, if you don't know about it, and I'm sure this audience does, but share it with your children. Scoop, back to you very quickly, and I'm so sorry for keeping you waiting. Let's talk about Opie and Anthony very quickly. It's the story we wanted to talk about. Anthony of Opie and Anthony, the nationally syndicated SiriusXM radio show, fired. Tell us that story in 2 minutes.
Okay, Anthony Cumia had some time off this past week. He's at Times Square taking pictures, which is legal to do. He took a picture of this black woman who came up and started accosting him and started hitting him. He did not hit back, and he's duly licensed to carry a firearm in the five boroughs of New York City. So he went on Twitter. Here are some of the tweets that got him fired.
Savage vile animal. Lincoln prey on white people. Easy targets. It's really open season on white people in this day and age. Fight back and you're a racist. The predators know this. Good luck. Finally, there's a deep-seated problem with violence in the black community. Try to address it and you'll be exiled to a racist bill. But it's real. For that and some other salty language tweets, he was fired. Needless to say, the subscribers for SiriusXM have been dropping their subscription like a stone. But, of course, other than this this medium, nobody in the freedom of speech gang, nobody in mainstream media, nobody has come to his defense. Now, those tweets I read could have came from me, could have came from you, James, or could have came from anybody that listens to the political cesspool. Now, luckily for this medium, we can say what we want to say within reason as long as we abide by FCC regulations. But take a guy like Anthony Cumia, just speaking his mind, speaking the truth, and he is fired.
Well, and that's why, folks, and Scoop was the one who told me of this story, and we got to go to a break here. Never enough time. But, yes, I mean, it's why you've got to support Liberty News Radio and the political cesspool, but certainly the people who make this show possible, which is Sam Bushman. Yeah, this guy was the victim of a hate crime. He was attacked and accosted by black people, and he went on there and said, you know, if you defend yourself, you're a racist, and a couple of other things in the heat of the moment, and he's the bad guy. He's the one that's fired, not the people who attacked him for being.